We will have, again, a KYUK race, KYUK K300 race update coming up. And, in fact, it's coming up right now. We've got Mark Earhart in Tulixac. Well, good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ribo.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm a little bit worn thin this morning. I'm very tired from all the K300 coverage. Is it the same sentiment there in Tulixac? Is everyone there looking like they're clearly in the third day of the K300?
Yeah, everybody's a little bit haggard. I know I personally haven't slept since 2 days almost. And most of the mushers are the same way. Some of them got a few cat naps. I think I saw Roan Boozer sleep for a full hour, which was pretty impressive. I'm kind of jealous of that. But our K300 race update here in Tulixac is that Jeff King, the 8-time winner of the K300, is currently in the lead, and he's got a sizable lead. Some might say an insurmountable lead coming out of Tulixac. He got in at 1:47 this morning and did his mandatory 4 hours and was out promptly at 5:47. And his dogs looked good. Everything looked good. I talked to him and asked him how his team was going and how everything was doing. And this is what he had to say to me. 1 second. Let me plug in the machine.
This is KYUK's Mark Earhart. He's reporting from Tulixac. And a chance to catch up with Jeff King yesterday.
Jeff King, you are on pace to take your 9th K300 win if all goes according to plan. How does it feel?
Well, it feels really good. I've got a great team of dogs. I've got a very specific plan and approach to get through this fast and healthy for the dogs. And it feels good to have a plan implemented and then appear to be successful. But these dogs have not slowed down yet. It's just go, go, go. It's really fun.
Could you tell us a little bit more about this approach?
No, I'm just taking it real slow at the beginning and making sure that they eat. If they don't, I just keep stopping and offering along the way. With the wind and the cold temperatures on the way up, that's zapped me before. I'm just thrilled to see my dogs are well hydrated. And probably the best condition of the Cusco team I've ever had in Tulixac on the way home.
Did you hear that okay, Ribo?
Yeah, we did. And that's a scary thing for an 8-time champion to say that this is the best team he's seen at this portion in the race.
I'd say you're right. Jeff was pretty confident. Everybody behind him was also pretty confident in the inevitable result. So in the second place was Tony Browning. He came in at 2:50, rather, and he should have left already. I know he was down there tending to his dogs. And after him was defending champion Roan Boozer. He came in 7 minutes behind Browning in third place, and he should have already left Tulixac. And also in fourth place, coming in at 3:02, was Bethel's own Pete Kaiser, and he should also have left just minutes ago. And after Pete in fifth place is 2011 champion Paul Gebhardt. He came in at 3:05, and he should have already left as well. I know he got a little bit of rest, snacked his dogs, and looks good, and said he's going to try and get out on time. So those four people, Tony Browning, Roan Boozer, Pete Kaiser, and Paul Gebhardt, are all bunched up, and I think it should be a tight race to see who comes in second, Ribo.
Well, all right, Mark, we'll be hearing from you in about another hour or so.
Will do. Talk to you guys then.
All right, thanks, Mark. We certainly do appreciate it. That is KYUK's Mark Earhart. He's in Tulixac for one of the K300 checkpoints and working hard late nights and, a lot of musher interviews, getting a lot of talking with the raid people up there at that Tulixac checkpoint. So, Mark Earhart working his tail off this weekend, I guess, to make a dog reference. Well, you are listening to your public radio station, your home for K300 Bogus Creek 150 and Akiak Dash coverage, as well as your home for Warrior and Lady Warrior basketball. This is everyone's public radio station, KYUK in Bethel, Alaska.